Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are officially, at least as of right now as we stand, we think we're done with the NFL draft from a Browns perspective. And what a day, what a weekend it was. Jake Vomick with the guys here on The Fan. Loaded out crew today. Jax Gregory working the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s New York Behind the Glass. Anthony Allant here with us. We got Dominic Clary cutting sound in the back. We got our boss Keith Britton working on sound in the back. Everybody's here. Everybody's on hand. And today is a day that we look at. And it's honestly, it was staggering. I mean, if anybody was looking at X last night at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake, you would have seen what can only be described as a complete crash out from me. I mean, rightfully so. Dylan Gabriel selected in the third round. One, simply a reach. Didn't make any sense. I was upset. Didn't like the pick with Shador sitting on the board. And I'll tell you, the Browns coming up to get Shador in the fifth round. And I'm sitting here before the draft has started telling you I would have taken Shador at number two. So obviously with the individual pick, I can say that I'm happy, and we'll get to the entirety of the draft here, but I think we all know what the point of contention in this entire draft process was, right? We'll get to Mason Graham, Harold Fannin Jr., Carson Schwessinger, everybody else. But the two quarterbacks being taken is really just a head-scratcher for me. And not even the fact that, yes, we took two quarterbacks, which I think you could probably spin into being a little odd in itself, but it was something that we absolutely talked about going into this entire draft process. Do the Browns go? Do they take two quarterbacks? Is it an option that they run out and have? And everybody was potentially on board, right? It would make sense. You could see it happening that they go and take two quarterbacks at some point in varying rounds in this draft. So to me, the two quarterback thing, I don't necessarily love it. I think that the quarterback room you have right now with five guys currently occupying it between the two rookies, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and of course Deshaun still sitting back there as well. Very confusing quarterback room that I don't know what the plans are. But again, drafting the two quarterbacks, okay. The real head scratcher for me is you reach on Dylan Gabriel, and that's not a wild statement at all. I think Dylan Gabriel, in the generous projection, was a fourth-round pick. He was my ninth quarterback on the board. ESPN had him as low as the 10th quarterback on the board in their eyes. I don't know who they're putting above him. I mean, Riley Leonard's kind of a crazy pick. But you take Gabriel and then later pair him with Shador Sanders. As if the dynamic wouldn't have been weird enough. I mean, realistically, let's swap the ideas that you walked into. If you would have taken Shador Sanders in the third round and then Dylan Gabriel in the fifth, I don't even know that there's this odd dynamic in the room. It's just, okay, well, you got a quarterback that you really liked and one that was valued highly and had slid in the draft, and then you took Dylan Gabriel, who, okay, career backup. You know, he learned the system well. He's definitely, his strong suits work into the system that Kevin Stefanski runs. And we'd all be walking out of this with, okay, we have a three-man quarterback battle between Flacco, Pickett, Shador. Now the dynamic to me is so incredibly odd in the quarterback room after a day like today where you draft Dylan Gabriel ahead of Shedeur Sanders but pair them both into the room again with a Joe Flacco and a Kenny Pickett. That part of it just makes no sense to me. Why you'd be working back in and Shedeur falling for whatever reason it was, I mean, we'll talk about that throughout the show as well. How did we get to, as Nick and JP would deem it, a shit slide all the way down to the fifth round of a guy who everybody who looked at these quarterbacks that wasn't an NFL GM was practically calling for him to be the second quarterback off the board, maybe the third quarterback off the board behind Jackson Dart. But that was pretty much it. Those were the guys that you had up there that were probably going to be taken above him. And in a maybe an incredibly rare case of Tyler Shuck. But you also throw Dylan Gabriel ahead of him and you wait until the fifth round. It's just utterly confusing. The amount of holes that the Browns have to fill where you look at the spots, and I look at safety right now with the Browns, again, as it stands with no picks left in the NFL draft, you're starting Ronnie Hickman. And there's still a free agency period to be had after this draft is all said and done. But I don't know how many great safeties are sitting out there openly on the market that can come in and start for you. So Ronnie Hickman is right now your best option. And that's probably not good enough. But you went and you drafted a linebacker. And again, the entire draft process to me was just very confusing. A lot of the picks that I felt like were the gimmies, where you look at a team like the Ravens, for instance, and I thought they just had great players pretty much fall into their laps and then identified that and took what should be the great prospect, where the Browns, in my eyes, made head-scratching move after head-scratching move and left you here. Again, I don't understand, though, and where really the problem in the draft lies is I just don't understand pairing Gabriel ahead of Shedeur. And if you want to chime in on it, you can. 216-474-0092. It's the most puzzling thing from the draft, and a draft that I felt like had me confused the whole way. Because you can look at the college. The tape itself speaks for itself, but the stats do as well. Like, Shedeur was the more impressive quarterback when you consider the team he was playing on, sure, the competition. But what he was doing and the intangibles and the measurables were heavily in favor of Shedeur Sanders being the better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel. And the opportunity to take Shedeur fell into your lap, and you clearly had a pretty good feeling he was going to fall to you later, or fall later in the draft. And you had seen the slide go far enough. The initial observation, evaluation, however you want to frame it, of going Gabriel over Shedeur really doesn't seem to make any sense. I don't have anybody, a single expert you can point to that has that. And they talked about after drafting Dylan Gabriel, right, the fit that was there, and that Dylan was sort of valued over Shedeur based on fit, and sometimes you have to focus on fit. The one thing that we've had this entire time has been if there was a fit for Shedeur Sanders, it felt like Kevin Stefanski's offense, where he can work on getting the ball out quickly. He'll be behind a veteran in Joe Flacco. Everything lined up for Shedeur to make sense. And it does for Dylan Gabriel, too. I'm not saying that it doesn't. Again, his top traits all play into the Stefanski offense. It's just there was one quarterback that was there, and I think fit the mold and rise above a lot of the other guys in the class and what was a rather weak quarterback class, and a guy who is undersized and kind of mediocre. I just don't understand the route that you go down to take both of those guys and where you go forward. That's really the confusing part. From individual prospects, like I said, if you would have flipped these two, I probably wouldn't even be that confused. But by drafting Gabriel there and then going back to get Sanders, you try to assess what the Browns' plan is, where they're going from here. And when you're talking quarterback, my least favorite option is throw a bunch of guys in the room and see what works. It feels like a position that there should be a clear power dynamic. Everybody knows at least who the potential starter is going to be. And if there's a quarterback competition, there's a quarterback competition. By week one, you figure it out. There's no dynamic here. There's what feels like, without a clear explanation from the Browns, which we have yet to get, a plan for what's in place.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The vision is very clear for a lot of teams in the NFL and the way that they make their picks. Either teams that address the needs that they need to have in places of weakness for them in a way that I thought, if we're just staying in the AFC North right now, the Bengals did. Or there's teams that go best player available, but obviously with limitations, sort of like the Ravens and Steelers did. And then there's the Browns, who valued neither positional need throughout the process of the draft. Because you can go through and you look at it, there's just nothing that they addressed that was positional need beyond, I think, running back. Obviously, you needed to get a quarterback. They addressed that positional need probably a little too heavily. But every other pick that you made, a D-tackle, maybe slightly short on, but one of the lesser impactful positions, linebacker, again, slightly short on, but not a very impactful position. I just don't know where the vision is. In tight end, obviously, and Harold Fannin Jr. is a good pick. But I just don't know what the vision points to, where you were trying to get through the process of this draft. And if your sell was, we were just waiting and taking best player available in our eyes, then explain to me pick 94. Explain to me Dillon Gabriel getting selected in the third round, because by no means was he the best available prospect on the board. And it wasn't even, well, we don't know if we're going to have him later and we really like him. It was almost guaranteed Dillon Gabriel would fall to you an entirely another round later in the draft. Nobody had him going. There was not a single quarterback taken unless every single team had a value on Dillon Gabriel that was higher than anybody knew, then it was just a reach of a pick. And that's not best player available. That's going in, locking yourself into the mindset of a quarterback and taking him well above value. I'm just trying to see the vision that the Browns are seeing and asking to myself whether or not they even have one. 216-474-0092. Do you see the vision from the Browns? Dillon Gabriel in the third round, Shedeur Sanders in the fifth, because I absolutely, positively do not. Again, 216-474-0092. You get to be on X as well, at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty coming up from you. We're going to take a quicker route than a lot of what you'll see in the text media, where we'll grade out the draft pick by pick. I'll let you know my thoughts individually here throughout the show. As well, we're going to get to Shedeur Sanders, a press conference with the Browns. We'll get that for you guys in full. And a lot more, including the Cavs going up 3-0 on the Miami Heat probably at some point tonight. But right now, 216-474-0092. Are you seeing the vision? Dylan Gabriel in the third, Shador in the fifth. We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in about 5 minutes. We're reacting to a draft, and it's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.